going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The game back, with a fine-tooth comb, as they like to say. I think there are some silver linings and there's some adjustments that can be made. But I want to get into what Houston did to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I need time to kind of recalibrate to see where we're at. But after game one, Jalen Green was crashing into guys left and right. He really wasn't a true point guard in any sense. He wasn't getting his own shot. He was just trying to go to the rim. He looked terrible. Let's just call it what it is. He and the team made great adjustments. And Ime Udoka, first one, right off the rip. Hey, let's get a high pick and roll. Get Şengün. His guy's going to come up. If they're going to go one-on-one, we're going to get the matchup we want. And you're going to go right around that big. And you're going to finish in the lane. And if two guys are coming at you and rotating over, we're going to have guys cutting from that dunker spot, that short corner, and they're going to cut to the lane. I thought Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, moved without the ball brilliantly. That was clearly a point of emphasis from Houston. Jalen Green had his eyes up and was a playmaker. So when he didn't finish at the rim, he was a willing passer to those who were cutting without the ball. Then he got advantageous matchups at the top of the key. And if it was a big, he was stepping back and he was hitting threes. And he hit a couple of threes. He saw them go in early and it fueled his confidence. The one that I liked the most from them was when the Warriors went to a zone multiple times. They either used Şengün as the entry into the middle of that zone to kick it out to three-point shooters, or they did a cross-court pass and used Şengün as a back screener to get Jalen a wide-open three on the skip pass on the other side of the court. They did a great job in the half court opening things up for their guy, Jalen Green. It felt like their entire scheme was dependent on getting him off in terms of point scoring, and they did a great job of it. And now it's up to the Warriors to adjust to that. And I think one of the defensive adjustments that I would like to see, especially now that Jimmy's out, get GP2 out of that main rotation, and I try JK on him. I want a bigger body. JK had a great block on him downhill when Jalen was trying to get to the rim. A great recovery block. I would like to see JK's length and lateral quickness on Jalen Green, and I would say everybody else man up. Let's go one-on-one on Jalen Green with JK.
Let's go to the phones, 888-957-9570. Yeah.
Stop switching my bigs at the top of the key on them. Just stop. Steven Adams is not a threat to shoot. Just my bigs, stay on Steven Adams. JK's going to have to slip underneath the screen or fight over the top of it. We are not switching bigs.
Discipline. That's what it comes back to. Discipline and knowing your assignments. And I felt like yesterday, obviously, the game was thrown out of whack once Jimmy Butler left. But in a game of that magnitude, you've got to know what you're doing and where you are at the court at all times. You know what? Kevon Looney should know better at that point. Kevon Looney, I'm looking at you. I thought Looney played a lot better than the box score indicated than he did in game one. He can only really have gone up from there. He had a couple of assists, had 5 points, did have a horrible missed jump shot. But I'm not going to really crush him for that. But yeah, you
he
have
played
to,
better as the game
correct.
Went on.
You have to know your assignments, though.
Yes.
Like, you just have to. Well, a player of that magnitude.
There's a great play at the beginning. You know, he comes in there and it's like, dude, know who you're guarding.
Yeah.
If you're guarding Steven Adams, he's not a threat from 45 feet away.
No.
So you don't need to come all the way up on that screen.
No.
Like, to let that screen happen and JK or whoever, GP2, whoever was guarding him at the time, can sag underneath it.
Same with Şengün. Like, he was 1-of-2 from beyond the arc yesterday, but he really doesn't attempt that many free throws. If he wants to take that, it's a win for you. Just let him
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely.
TK's in Petaluma. He's been hanging on tight. Let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. TK, good morning. You want to talk about that Jimmy Butler play?
Yes. Good morning. First of all, that play was dirty, dirty, dirty. And you made my case for me. Suge Knight, that coach, absolutely. Do you not think that coach would do anything and everything he could to actually win that series if he can get away with it? The answer is yes. And that play is the ultimate. You can't do that in basketball. Jimmy was at the height of his jump. Extreme vulnerable, and that you guys talk about how athletic these players are, and they are. There's no way that that player could not have avoided that particular hit. I think it was intentional. I think it was dirty. And I also think with regards to the rotation, now Steve is suffering from not rotating these players in when he did not have to out of desperation. He should have been rotating them in on some level in prior games. Now it's desperation, and we're seeing what we're seeing out of their play. So anyway, thanks for taking my call. I enjoy the show.
There you go. That's TK in Petaluma. He thought it was a dirty play from Amen Thompson. What did you think, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. As Jimmy Butler leaves the game, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, does not return, pelvic contusion, and we await the MRI results today.
People are so in their feelings on how intentional, and I get it. Believe me, I get it. Like, we have an attachment to Jimmy, you know? It'd be even worse if it was Steph.
Of course. Right?
People would be losing their minds.
We've seen, like, plays that we know that are actually dirty. Like, what Dylan Brooks did to GP2, we know the difference between dirty and not dirty plays. Like, what Dylan Brooks did to GP2 when he was a Memphis Grizzly, that's a dirty play.
More on the side of, like, reckless in the sense that he was, the way he was scrambling after it, like, going really hard with already two fouls. But I also give him a little leeway. His feet got tangled up. He's like trying to go after it. He's fallen to the ground. Intentional is just, it's too strong for me. Dirty is too strong for me. But I understand other people's point of views might be different from mine.
Coach Hall in San Diego wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Coach Hall, good morning. What you got?
Good morning, guys. I got to disagree. I watch the Rockets a lot. I moved here from San Diego, from Houston. So, still got family there. And, I'm not going to call him dirty, but he does whatever, you know, Udoka tells him to do. Udoka's literally on a hot mic on TNT saying, keep up the physicality. They're not going to call it. And you can refer back to, Thompson choking, Giannis, throwing Tyler Hero to the ground. He even elbowed Pat Spencer coming down the court. You know, so they going to do what they got to do because, honestly, I disagree with you, Joe. They didn't do nothing too special. You know, Jalen Green just caught fire. You hold Jalen Green to 20, we win that game by 5-6 points. And Steph had 6 turnovers yesterday, 4 turnovers the first game. Draymond had 2. We had 5 last night. I think Curry needs to quit being prideful. Our best lineup, I believe Jimmy's going to play. If Ja can come back from that terrible ankle, I think Jimmy's going to play. Our best lineup is Steph, Jimmy, JK, Moody, Q, or TJD to match athleticism.
I like Q.
Put Q in there or TJD. They got 6 fouls. If they going to bring it to us, we got to bring it to them even harder. Coach, in the great words of Kendrick Lamar, if you're taking it there, I'm taking it further.
Coach, we can disagree on the Amen play, but that's fine. It's your point of view. No, but I want to hear from him on this
one.
Well,
he's gone.
Well, he said they didn't do anything special, but I'm thinking like, oh, well, these guys had 5-6 turnovers. I mean, Jalen Green was in Steph's pocket.
Jalen Green was special. Like that, he showed that's a guy. Like, I agree. I'm like, I think now he's confidence.
I think we're being a little flippant on them. Like, he was terrible in game one. I thought he was brilliant in this game.
Yes.
And I thought defensively, there were 3 different possessions where he stripped somebody, dove onto the floor. He wanted it more. Now the little elbow to Draymond's face, yeah, that was, you know, that was worthy
and he was called of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was worthy of it. This is how this team plays. Yep. You know, I mean, it's Warriors.
Were you surprised?
No, I gotta say this.
Were they surprised by what happened last night?
I gotta say this. Like, Warrior fans, I love you, and I'm one of you. Believe me, we can't be out here giving Dre every excuse in the world for a decade. And then there's a guy that has like a, you know, questionable up in the air play, and we lose our minds a little. Like, we've been on the receiving end of this. Can we have a little bit of perspective? Are we allowed to? I'm just asking. Are we allowed to?
888-957-9570 is the number. We got a YouTube poll up, Joe. Was the foul on Amon Thompson dirty or not? And I'm tossing to Sam Lubman for an update.
Yeah, with 323 respondents in so far, 53% are saying yes, 47% are saying no.
It's just
a 50-50.
Look, right. I'm going to say it again for those that are just tuning in. Like, my personal interpretation, he missed, like, it was like a push midi, and he went flying after it through two or three guys. He was probably going to get a foul whether he tripped or not, because he was going to crash into the back of someone. And then Draymond and him are jostling for, you know, whether Draymond's boxing him out or whatever. I didn't think Draymond pushed him, though. His foot looked like it got tangled up with Steven Adams. I thought he was doing too much is the way I would describe it, okay? And it was an unfortunate consequence of him doing too much. Jimmy's in a vulnerable spot, up in the air. Reckless is the way I would describe it. I didn't think it was malicious or intentional. That's my personal perspective.
I thought the entire game, including that play, was a recipe for potential disaster. When you looked at the series before it even started, and maybe disaster is strong, but we mentioned it, a pound of flesh being taken during the playoffs. Like, this is something to monitor going forward with older teams, specifically the Warriors, who their three best players are all 35 or older. Is you wanted to get this thing done sooner rather than later, because rest is so important for this team in particular, more so than any other team remaining in the playoffs, more so than Denver, more so than the Lakers. I know LeBron's 40, but he's got two 20-year-olds as his running mates. Steph doesn't have that. He has two 35-year-olds as his running mates. The Celtics, you know, Jason Tatum got hurt, but you got Jaylen Brown. He's in his 20s, right? You got so many other players. By the way, Porzingis looked incredible yesterday. Band-aid on the head and all. Celtics are still a problem, even without Jason Tatum. But you look at all the other teams remaining. They have young superstars. Warriors don't have that luxury. So that's why I thought it was so important yesterday to try to go up 2-0 in that series. And you knew the Rockets were going to come out firing, and they did. I thought if you could keep it around single digits, keep around maybe 10 points within fighting distance, you could get back into that game. In the fourth quarter, there was maybe some opportunities there, but it went back to Steph. It went back to Draymond and those sloppy turnovers. Whether it was coming up like Kevon Looney trying to double team when he didn't need to double team, when he should have just left Steven Adams alone. There was opportunities in this game for the Warriors to get back into it.
The attention and maybe, to detail isn't there.
It wasn't there.
And you know what? They were better.
And now the margin of error has shrunk exponentially because you don't know the health status of Jimmy Butler going forward. And now you're playing with real fire in this. And it's not that, listen, they can't control that. Injuries happen. It sucks that it happened that way. And hopefully nothing is going to be super serious when it comes to Jimmy Butler, but I'd be shocked if he played Saturday. And all of a sudden, you look up, if the Houston Rockets win Saturday, now they got home court back.
Okay, I hear you.
We'll get to the game, but that's things can change that damn quickly in 24 hours, Joe. And it did.
They went from Kuminga might not see the floor ever again as a Warrior to, oh my God, I think we need Kuminga in the rest of this series. Even if Jimmy does come back, he's not playing 43 minutes a game. So, look, in the first quarter alone, all right, they set the tone physically. Fred VanVleet was up in people's faces. Him and Draymond had to get separated.
He still can't hit a shot. By the way, Quentin Post, you're a foot taller than him. If Fred VanVleet's guarding you, just shoot over him. He can't block you.
Is it Amon or Amon?
It's Amon.
Amon. All right. Amon Thompson and Draymond just crashed into each other and went flying to the ground twice in the first quarter. Dylan Brooks and Draymond got tangled up twice and both went crashing to the ground. Guys, that's a physical playoff basketball game. Now, the Amon Thompson play is, again, I thought it was a little extra. It was a little reckless, but I didn't think it was malicious from my vantage point. But I thought that the Rockets set the tone from the jump. We are not going to back down. We're going to be in your back hip. We're going to run through your shoulder, and that's how we're going to play. And that is how they play. And that's how they played all year.
Well, did you think the refs did a good job of letting it go? Like, did you think the refs had a game yesterday?
Well, look,
David Guthrie, Courtney Kirkland, and Sean Corbin. And them boys.
I think the way that with any game with Draymond and Dylan is going to be officiated where they're going to be on top of it. They're going to try to be on top of it. That team and Dre by himself, and this is where I'm going to go to the rest of the guys on the team. Drake can't just be the physical guy to not retaliate, but to step up to them all by himself. Somebody else is going to have to step up.
I actually thought Draymond held his cool for the most part.
I thought so too.
Like, I actually thought. I thought so too.
That was Moody jumped in there and grabbed him and pulled him back. You know who actually came to play yesterday when we haven't talked? Moses Moody was aggressive.
Well, he set a hard screen on Amen Thompson early in that game, setting the tone physically on that end too.
Yeah. I thought so too. And then Pat Spencer wasn't backing down.
No.
I thought Pat Spencer came to play.
Technical with Amen Thompson.
You know, so now look.
Pat Spencer.
This is a game that the Rockets were in control of from the jump. And I thought that their whole mentality, they set the tone early on before Butler even went down. And it carried over afterwards. So, look, I mean, that's just what it is. Like, people can lose their minds and disagree with me. That's fine. It's basketball.
Some people are saying it's not basketball. And the physicality got out of hand early. And the refs let it go. And, you know, that cost the Golden State Warriors and it wasn't fair to them. That's what I'm seeing all my time. I'm just saying a lot of fans are feeling that way. Do you feel that way?